Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and happy new year, happy Sunday, happy new year. We have been gone for a while, but we are back. We are on.
We are back and better than ever.
We are back and better than ever.
We hope anyway.
That's right. So it's a new year. It's a great year to be a better you. We know the beginning of the year, everyone has their new year's
resolutions.
And the resolutions are always there for that month of January, and then they kind of fall off track, especially if it's a weight loss.
I made mine. Did you make yours?
No.
You didn't make your resolution?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, hey, look, I made a revelation.
I need a few of those, too.
Okay. So this year, we are saying bye-bye to all the old and saying hello to all the new. We want to actually stick with our goals and our good habits and bring some positivity into our lives this year. That includes surrounding yourself with better people, with new people, with like-minded people, taking your career to another level, taking your business to another level. It can be any vast thing that's going to help you stay positive and bring and welcome those good habits along with your new friends. So let's talk about the new you. This year, we want you to ask yourself 5 questions.
What do you hope to accomplish this year?
I know what I hope to accomplish this year. You know what you hope to accomplish this year.
Yes.
So figure out what you want your big goals to be.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one thing in your life you wish you could change? There are a few things in my life I wish I could change.
But you know what? Every one of those things have brought you to this path. So everything happens for a reason, and if you change to that, we may not be where we are.
That's true. That's true.
If you had to describe your life in 3 sentences, what would you say?
I have to get back to you on that one.
I got to think. I have to say more than 3 sentences.
Yeah, it's more than 3 that I can, I can describe my life right now. At this current time, this current situation.
I got one word.
What's that?
Chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. That's where I am.
I just need to make sure it's positive chaos.
Yes, yes.
Improving the chaos.
Yeah, that would have been a good title. Improving the chaos.
What holds you back from pursuing your boldest dreams? Is it your friends? Is it your family?
Is it you? It's just me.
You know, and I think that's the biggest thing. We never want to see the reality of what is really holding us back. So
it's just ourselves.
Yeah.
We can change everything else.
We can change anything.
Yeah,
we surely can.
What is your biggest fear and where does it come from?
Failure.
Yeah.
That's most of our biggest fear.
I think
failure.
One of my things is I love, we work together on this, but I love proving people wrong.
Oh, me too.
Don't ever tell me I can't do something.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to show you how I can. I'm going to do it bigger and better.
So
that's one of my biggest things. We're
proving that now, aren't we?
Yeah.
So on several planes.
Right. So with these personal goals, we want you to write them down. Write down 3 biggest personal goals, whether it's taking more of a professional risk, starting a business, writing a book, or just trying to balance off your work life.
Trying to remember to read, an hour a day or whatever your goal is, write it down and put it in your face.
Yes.
Put it on a mirror. Mm-hmm. You just look at it every morning. Put it somewhere where you remind yourself every day what you're working toward, because
yes,
if you don't remember that, you won't get there.
Right.
You have to know where you're going and how to get there.
Right. Maybe you want to change your circle of friends and involve yourself with more like-minded people that have a positive effect on in 2017.
What do they say? Negativity breeds negativity.
Uh-huh.
So with that being said, positivity must breed positivity.
Right.
Just surround myself with positive people because negative people make me feel bad.
Right.
And I can't afford to feel bad. I got too much going on.
Yeah.
You know, you're one of the most positive, upbeat people I know. And, you know, that's what I need in my life.
Yeah. And we try to stay positive with everything that goes on around us.
We're surrounded by a lot of negativity
yeah.
just with the what we do.
Right. That's true.
You know,
that's true.
So we have to. Okay. So, think about it. There's so much you can accomplish in 2017. You can be a better wife or a better mother. You can build a profitable business. Name anything. Set your goals and strive to achieve that every day. Work
yeah.
towards it. Do something every day to work towards those goals.
Set a reminder in your phone. I had to start doing that. At one period of time in my life where I would set a reminder, okay, so if I'm starting a business, I'm going to, because I work a full-time job, so I'm going to remind myself to at least do an hour's worth of work or 2 hours worth of work committed to the business, you know,
yeah.
and then go to sleep.
Yeah, because you're a full-time mom
yeah.
and a wife,
yeah.
you know.
Even with school.
Yeah.
A lot of people that go back to college and they go in the evening classes or either they do online classes, you have to be that self-disciplined person. I'm not self-disciplined. I must admit that. But but I do, my reminders do remind me to do things. So whatever you have to do to remind yourself, or maybe you can tell your friends to remind you.
Yeah.
That helps.
And the more times you do it, the more times you're likely to remember.
Yeah. It's more routine.
Yeah. Once you get in that routine, you'll get the hang of it.
Right. Once you figure all of that out, you'll understand that nothing can stop you but you. In order to change something, you must first be willing to accept that the change starts with you.
With me?
With you.
Okay. So I'm the one that's got to change.
Yeah, we both got to change. It's all good.
But you know what? Because I do Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
And they're very, it's not a diet.
Mm-hmm.
You're changing the way you feel and associate with food, right?
Okay, yeah.
So it's the same thing in your life. You have to change the way you deal with things. You have to change the way you think about things
mm-hmm.
in order to change you.
Right. Right.
So, but it all starts with you.
It does. Everything starts with you. So you have to identify, connect, grow, and learn from your mistakes. So once you identify your mistake, remember that mistake, figure out a better way so that you don't make the same mistake again.
You know what one of my favorite things is?
What?
Is honestly to fail at something because
mm-hmm.
it's a learning experience.
Yeah.
I know how not to do it next time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, it took me a long time to get to that point because mm-hmm. failure was never an option for me. So for me to get to the point that I could look at it as a learning experience
mm-hmm.
was hard. But it is one of the best learning experiences.
Yeah.
But dream big. The bigger, the better. Bigger is better. The bigger, the better, the more likely you are to succeed.
Definitely.
And face your fears head on. Don't let anything stop you.
Join groups. Let me say this. I have found so many Facebook groups that are out there that are doing similar things that I am into or maybe the same thing that I am into. And they're like support groups, you know? So join.
My meetings are.
Yeah.
Support
join
groups.
Those Facebook groups, make sure you join the right Facebook group. Look at their, what is it called? About.
Page. Yeah, their about page.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
want to. See what they are all about. See if they are about supporting and throwing ideas out to, you know, you feed off of each other.
And if somebody throws negativity at you on any of those, ignore them.
Leave the group.
Yeah, just ignore them because it is not worth the hassle of getting caught up in any of that mess.
Yeah. This this podcast is pretty much, we want everyone, men, women, children, teenagers, everyone to know the very first thing, because we have this term that we use a lot, and it's called friends. So when you are selecting your friends, your real friends, your AKA best friends, there are two things you must have.
Trust. Gosh, this is critical. You need someone you can confide in that won't discuss your business with other people. You need to make sure you have an understanding with them. You want to be able to talk to them about your personal issues and not have to risk getting your feelings hurt or getting judged.
Right.
And you don't do that to them either.
Exactly. The one thing that I can't stand is someone to break my trust. You know what I mean? Like,
that
don't.
Is so hard to get back.
Yeah. Don't tell me or throw something back up in my face that I told you on a personal level. So you have to make sure you don't have, I call them messy friends. Because you have some friends that like drama. They feed off of drama. Their lives will never get better. They always want to try to bring you in it.
I hate drama.
Yeah, they're just stuck in that lifestyle. But we want to put those people to the side. We want to
put them in a box.
For the positive people that are, you know, pushing you and telling you, yeah, you can do that. Well, let me help you.
Yeah.
Or
they're going to support you
and
provide that emotional support as well.
Right. Build
like
that.
You.
Thank you. Build that trust with that friend and don't break it. Your trust, your loyalty to that friend, that's everything. That's all you need. Communication. This is a two-way street. You want to be able to share openly and honestly and in return listen with understanding. You want them to be able to relate to you. You want to share stories, allow each of you to connect and offer ideas and help so you can get support from each other. Whatever the situation that may arise, make sure each of you are listening to understand rather than to respond. Try not to judge each other's choices or experience.
We call it open listening.
Mm-hmm.
You're open to what they're saying.
Right.
You're not just listening to you need to be able to support that person in whatever situation that they're going through. In return, they will support you, and you know, in a situation that you're going through. And you know, the biggest thing is you can't judge people. You cannot judge their choices. You can't. You know, and you hope that they don't judge yours. You have friends like that, Kaylin?
I do.
Do you have judgmental friends?
I do, actually. I have friends that do judge me, but they're not friends.
Yeah, I don't consider them friends either.
Oh.
Those are acquaintances.
Yeah.
I try to avoid those as much as possible.
I will say this. I had a conversation with my son. It was the other day or so. But anyway, we was talking about, you know, he was asking about a
one friend that don't come around no more. And you know what happened to us and all that type of stuff. And we were really, really good friends. Like, she was one of the first people I met when I moved up here to the Atlanta area. So, and I actually, we just recently talked, but just neither here nor there. But something happened between us, and it's funny how it happened, and it kind of just tore us apart. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
It was one of those, I didn't understand it. I don't think she understood it, but it happened. You know what I mean? We just kind of fell off, and then we couldn't get back on the same page, no matter what she did, no matter what I did. It's like when you called, it was like, hey, all right, then, well, I'll talk to you later. You know, we didn't have much of a conversation because I think at that present moment after it happened, it was like the trust was gone, the loyalty was gone, the communication was gone.
It makes things awkward.
It made it really awkward for us. And I think it was more of us on the trying to fix it and get it back to understand it, but we couldn't mesh it. You know what I mean?
You've changed a lot since I've known you. You've grown maybe in a certain direction that is probably the opposite direction of the way she's grown.
Well, let's see. It's possible.
What people call, you know, growing apart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have different priorities and different outlooks.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, I will agree to that. I will agree that we both have two different outlooks on that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that we grew completely apart. I think we still share some of the same interests. It was just that one incident that tore everything up. You know what I mean?
And it's unfortunate.
Right. It happens. So that friend word, you know, some people take it with a grain of salt. Some people don't.
Friends come and go.
They do.
You really need to. And I'm going to use my daughter as a, she has this group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I call them the little nerdy girls. Yeah, just saying, my daughter is cute as a button, but she is, and she is a self-professed nerd.
Oh,
she's
a nerd?
Yes, they are. And so she's ninth grade and half high school and half college, and her friends, you know, trying to talk her out of going to college, but she's very driven.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she hangs out with the cutest little nerdy girls, you know, and they're all so faithful to each other, you know, and it is just heartwarming to see because I've seen all those little girls that are just backstabbing little witches, you know, and to see these little girls that stand up for each other and support each other is just really wonderful to see, you know, to my little nerdy bunch. I just love all of them. They're so sweet, you know, and that they stick up for her and she does for them too.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's what we all need.
Right.
You know, you've been the best thing that ever happened to me since I moved here.
Well, thank you.
You know, because not only have you helped me grow in a direction that I knew I wanted to go, but didn't quite know how to get there.
Yeah.
You've supported me when I've had to grow in a direction I wasn't sure I really wanted to go.
Right.
You know,
that's another thing I was telling Kalan the other night. I was like, there's certain people I don't mind you hanging with. And then there's other people that I'm skeptical of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I said, you have to understand, like, you know, the little incident that we had in the past. And I was like, there's no doubt in my mind Stephanie wouldn't have came and said, no, he's not that boy you're trying to make him out to be. So I said, if you had to go and catch a case on anything, I know Stephanie would have been there.
Oh, fuck yes. He's like my own. I love your boys. They're my own kids.
Right.
You know?
And I just tell them just the own things that I just, you know, it's skeptical of, and it's because of what's been going on here in society. And I try my best not to feed into it, you know, because I know what it can do to your mind.
There's so much negativity going on right now
with
the inauguration, and it's just one of those things where we really need to come together as the United States of America, as one people, and move past this.
It's done.
We need to move past it, and we need to come together and, you know, and get our lives straight. Make this a better America. Make this a better you.
Right.
For this year.
Right.
You know, 2017, things are changing.
Yeah.
We all need to learn and grow and,
don't let the negativity of the world impact your life. You control what you do, what you can do.
Yeah, all of that with Trump and all that stuff, it really doesn't affect us on a daily level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do politics, but I'm saying that we affect ourselves on a daily level. So whatever Hillary and Donald want to do with their lives, we have to worry about ourselves.
I agree with that.
We do.
I agree.
Because that's what's going to affect us, what we do.
Mm-hmm.
What they do doesn't affect us really as much as we think. So worry about your circle.
Y'all can tell the awkwardness is getting
blood
in it.
I know. She's giving me this.
I'm giving her the look of the life of death.
And I'm just saying that shouldn't, you know, that shouldn't be affecting everyone as much as it is.
Yeah.
We need to take control of our own lives.
I can agree with that.
And we need to make our own decisions, and that's what's going to affect us.
Yeah. So with all of that, we want you to just kind of just be in a better light, a positive light, a better you. Focus on being a better you, a new you. And again, surround yourself with those positive people. Attend seminars, workshops, anything that's going to uplift you, and look for them out there. There are some free workshops going on. There are positive seminars that are going on. Some of them may have a fee attached to them and some of them may not, but look for those that are cost affordable for you.
Just positive books. I need to get those at the library.
You can look for positive books. What is it? Barnes & Noble, Books a Million. Even if you don't want to buy it, just go read it.
Go to the library. Check it out. You know, there's books on tape.
Yeah, books online. You can do the
audiobooks.
It'll
read it to you.
Right. I love those books. Just kind of focus on being you, being a better you. So the purpose of this podcast is to provide you with information that will allow you to do some personal reflection and to give you some guidance. We are sharing a different way of looking at things. That's what our goal is. It is time for us to open up a new chapter of adventure. We want you to live your life as if it is golden and full of surprises and treasures. There is a song that is a very uplifting song for me personally, and it's by an artist. Her name is Jill Scott, and it's called Golden. So I love that song. So if you get a chance, look it up. Listen to it and see if you don't bob your head to it a little bit or move your body. Sometimes you can't control yourself when you move your body.
Hey, it makes you feel better.
It does. It always makes me feel better. So I love that.
It does.
So it's one of those songs that I kind of keep in my book. So we have some special announcements. We want everyone to know we offer assistance with food, clothing, and financial assistance. That's our everyday mission. We want to help you be better. Sometimes women, children, men, however,
we are going through those rough patches.
It happens. It happens to all of us.
Right. Whether you've lost your job, whether you've injured yourself, whether you have just hit a rough spot and you just need a little bit of help just to help you get through, give us a call. Actually, you can give us a call or you can go on our website and look at our qualifications. We're currently serving Fayette and Coweta County, so there's a lot of people that we can help if you call us.
Submit the application.
Yes.
Best way is to scan an email, or if you mail it, please just send us an email and let us know.
Yes.
So we know to look for it.
Yes.
And we look forward to speaking to you.
We do. And next month, our podcast is being a little bit more up close and personal. So you'll get to know us on a different level.
Without a phone ringing.
I apologize for that. The other thing is we want you to save the date because guess what? We have workshops coming up that are free.
Free.
Gotta have free. So we have workshops. Our workshops are starting in March. That is March 12th will be our first workshop. And it will be at the Peachtree City Library. The only thing we're asking you to do is to pre-register. We just want to know that you're coming. We have a special guest that's going to be out, and she's going to be talking to us about budgeting. Because this year, we're going to focus on financial independence with all of you. So every workshop this year will be something where you can save money, cut some costs, or just do something on a financial level that helps you become
independent.
So March 12th, Peachtree City Library. The address is 201 Willow Bend Road. That's in Peachtree City, Georgia. Zip code is 30269. We'll be there from 2 to 4, and then we'll have another one that will be coming up in May. So we, of course, please stay tuned and listen up for that one. Outside of that, we also have
some fundraisers coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to do a charity day with Talbot's coming up in April. Belk's going to have a charity day that we'll be involved in. So, you know, check out our website, check out our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram. Keep an eye on those. We'll be also looking for items for our blessing bags this year. We did 200 in November, that Saturday right after Thanksgiving is when we do it every year. So we were able to do 200 this last year. So we are looking to do more than that this year. So we are already taking donations, and you can check out our website to see what we need and how to get it to us. We do pick up. And we also will, you know, make arrangements to meet you somewhere. But keep an eye out for our different fundraising events coming up, because that's what pays for these, you know, free seminars and workshops and all.
And the assistance that we provide.
And the food boxes and the clothes and the assistance that we provide.
We're currently collecting items for our pantry. So any item that you feel like you need or you may want to contribute and make a donation to, please go to our website and look at the list. Call us. As Stephanie said, we pick up, we deliver. We're constantly needing items for the food pantry.
Especially canned goods, peanut butter, things that don't expire.
Right, exactly. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's Sisters with an S, the number 4, in Society. And we hope that you all have a very wonderful week, a wonderful day, and a wonderful month.
It will be next month before you hear from us again.
Aren't you lucky?
So y'all have a great day and enjoy yourselves. And don't forget, it's a new year for a new you. Bye-bye.